fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. We're heading for the Mexican border. Oh, Silver! Hoy!
West of Texas, beyond the small town called El Paso, there was a narrow strip of land which was neither in the United States nor Mexico. Disputed territory. Neither nation claiming it. South of the strip lay Mexico. North, the vast and almost endless Arizona territory. There was little indication of life in any form in the disputed territory. No men or beasts nor plants. Nothing but sand and rock. And yet, in some age of the distant past, there had been civilization. Civilization that had built the temple beneath the ground. The temple that became the headquarters of the man called El Mundo.
Hot. Ooh. Never knew it got so hot on the desert. The fact is, Mr. Orm, I never had no call to ride out this way until you came and told me about the Temple of El Mundo.
You will not regret this journey to the Temple of the Sun.
Look here. How could a temple with all those different rooms you told me about stand on the desert for hundreds of years and never be seen?
It does not stand on the desert.
Don't. But, Mr. Orm, you said...
It is beneath the desert.
Huh? Beneath?
It was built many generations ago by the Mayan civilization. The only sign of its existence is the entrance, made of rock slabs which rise but a few feet from the ground.
Oh. But why weren't those rocks at the entrance seen?
They were buried beneath the sand until a short time ago. They were brought to light by the Master.
The Master, huh?
El Mundo.
Jeepers. And all those secrets of living for hundreds of years was brought to light.
El Mundo knows all. He alone can read the messages carved into the temple's walls. Look, ahead of you, Zebediah.
Is that the place?
It is.
Several days later, an Indian rode into the town of El Paso, reined up in front of the general store, and spoke to a man who lounged there.
This town called El Paso?
Yep. Now, what do you want, Redskin?
Where a feller named Zeb Smith?
Huh? Just a minute. Hey, Sheriff, this Injun's asking for Zeb Smith.
Who are you, Redskin? Where'd you come from?
Me come from north and east.
You did sure of that? You didn't come from the Arizona Territory?
No, me come from that way.
Where did you ever hear of Zeb Smith?
Well, me friend. Me come ask where find him.
Sheriff, there he is now.
That Zeb Smith?
That's a gent. Hey, Zeb! Zeb Smith, come here!
Him not hear you.
That's how he's been acting for the past couple of days. Ever since he got back from being out of town.
You call him.
Zeb Smith!
Look at that. He turned his head this way and just walked on like he'd never seen us before. How long have you known Zeb?
You wait. Me talk to him. Zeb! Zeb Smith! Me take look at you.
Let go my arm. Get away from me. Leave me be.
Now, me look. Make sure that scar on arm.
Take him, let me alone. Take him, let me alone.
Zeb, what in tarnish has got into you? You know this redskin?
No. They don't know you. They don't know anyone. I'm a stranger here.
Hang it all to the limit. You lived here for 20 years.
20 years. What's 20 years against 200? What's 40 years against 400? You. And you.
Now, Zeb.
And you. You'll die so soon. But I will live to be 100. 200. 400. 200. 400.
See? That's how he's been acting. The poor critter's local.
Heck, he ain't local. Something has happened to him the past week to make him act that way. Hold on, Redskin!
Tonto hurried to a cottonwood grove near town and reined up beside a small stream where Dan sat fishing.
Oh, scout, go fella, hole.
Hey, Tonto. Golly, I'm glad you're here. I've been teaching Victor a new trick.
Isn't that good, Dan? But where Lone Ranger?
Oh, he rode over to call on a fellow named Saunders. The Saunders Ranch, remember? He told me to hold down the camp here. Hey, but look what Victor can do. Here, Victor. Yeah, that's it. See, he comes when I call him. Just the way Silver comes when the Lone Ranger calls him. Hey, Tonto, what's wrong?
Why Lone Ranger go to Saunders Ranch?
Golly, I don't know. He didn't say. He just said he'd be back as soon as he could.
Him come now. Me hear Silver.
Oh, yeah, I hear him.
And me glad him come.
Well, didn't you find that fella you're going to see in El Pass?
Me find him.
Why'd you say it that way?
You wait, Dan.
Hey, Kimo Sabe, ho, Silver, ho, boy, ho.
Oh, Tonto, did you talk to Zeb Smith?
Let him not talk. There's something plenty strange, plenty bad in El Pass.
I was afraid of that. I learned a few facts from Saunders.
Facts about what?
Now listen to me carefully. We're up against something that's more powerful, more weird than anything the West has ever known.
Oh, golly.
Saunders could tell very little, but what he did tell points to an organized group that calls for investigation. At least a dozen known killers have ridden into El Pass in the past few weeks. They went through the town and into the disputed territory.
And what then?
But they didn't arrive in the next town of the West. They disappeared somewhere.
Oh, Jiminy. That's mysterious. It's
more than that, Dan. There have been several murders. Murders that pointed to those men. Those men who can't be found.
Well, can't the law go after them and hunt them through that disputed territory?
What law? No country controls that territory. No lawman can go there.
Oh.
Otto, Saunders said that Zeb Smith, the man we planned to call on, went there.
But him come back. Me see him.
Oh?
Him like walking dead man. You never see anything like him. Better you go see him. Go quick. Bad storm come before nightfall.
I'll start at once. No, Dan, you stay here. Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger headed directly for Zeb Smith's large ranch house without pausing in town. He noticed a strangely deserted atmosphere about the ranch.
Silver, there's no sign of life around this place. Zeb had a big ranch. He had a lot of men here. Where are they all? There's the first thunder of the storm Tonto mentioned. Strange how he sometimes knows what will happen. Well, we'll stop here, old boy, and see if Zeb's home. Whoa, fellow, whoa, whoa. Tell you there, Silver. Why are you so nervous? Take it easy, Silver. Silver, take it easy. Must I holler you? You've never been afraid of thunder. You're used to a flash of lightning. Stay here now, and I'll see if Zeb's home. Silver doesn't act that way without cause. I wish I knew. Anyone home? Zeb. Zeb, what's happened? Dead. Silver, quiet boy. Someone coming.
Hey there, you.
Sheriff, he's masked.
Stand where you are, don't move.
All four of us have got you covered, mister. Don't you make a move or we'll let you have it.
I'm glad you're here. Sheriff, a friend of mine is in here.
Well, we heard. What have you done with him? Hey, Zeb.
He can't answer you, Sheriff. He's dead.
And you killed him.
Dead, eh? That's what I suspected.
There's no mark of violence. No indication of what caused that.
You know what caused it.
What? Who sent you here?
We were told about the plot to murder Zeb. We were tipped off we'd find him dead.
Who tipped you off?
None of your business. Watch him, boys, while I look things over.
Make a move, stranger, and we'll let you have it.
What's your name?
None of your business. Take off that mask. We'll see who you are.
You knew Zeb had been acting strangely, didn't you?
Strange ain't the word for it. He was downright scary acting.
How long had he been that way?
We ain't answering your questions. You're to answer ours.
There's no sign of violence about the place. Hang it all, I'd give a heap to know what happened to Zeb when he was out in the Arizona Territory with that stranger. A mighty odd change came over him.
Yeah. The poor critter kept saying that he'd live to be 2 years old.
He said that?
Yeah.
After he came back from the Arizona Territory?
Yeah.
Sheriff.
Now, see here.
Tell me one thing. Who sent you here?
Well, I...
Speak up, man.
Well, it's a note, that's all. I found a note under the door of my office. But see here, doggone you, you're under arrest. I want to know why you're here. What part did you have in the things that happened to Zeb Smith?
No part, Sheriff. But I'm going to deal myself a hand in the things that happen from now on.
Like fun you are. Hey, why you...
Hey, get off me.
Let me up.
Get up.
He's getting away.
Come on, Silver.
By the time the sheriff and his men had abandoned the chase of the Lone Ranger and spread the story of Zebediah's death and the masked man's escape, the town of El Pass was in a furor. For several days, a constant search was maintained, but no sign of the Lone Ranger was seen. Meanwhile, far out in the Arizona Territory, the man named Orm entered a mystically weird place. The central chamber of the vast underground temple was a focal point of passages that were like catacombs connecting countless chambers, large and small. Several men with the face and manners of killers lounged about the vast place on heavy benches carved from solid stone and wooden furniture more recently brought in.
I come to address the master. I come to report.
Where's Orm? Where is he?
I'm here. Who calls?
It is I, Myra. Follow me.
You? But you cannot be the one. Why should I follow you?
I will receive your report.
Go ahead, Orm. Maybe the boss is done with you now. Maybe you'll get a sample of his slow death.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. Orm, the mysterious figure who seemed to be linked with the death of Zeb Smith, followed the girl called Myra through a dark passageway to a small rock wall room.
Well, I suppose you wonder why I'm here.
Yes. You are Myra Hawkins. You inherited the Hawkins ranch when Hawkins died.
A distant relative of old Hawkins. You remember?
Yes.
Now I'm to be a niece of Zebediah Smith. And I'm the one who will inherit the Smith ranch. Who knows who I will be next?
Well, I didn't know. Who are you in reality?
My brother found this place when he came to explore as an archaeologist.
Your brother?
You know him as the Master. El Mundo.
I can't believe it.
You disbelieve?
No, I didn't say that.
You just came from El Pas?
Yes.
Before Zebediah Smith left here, he made his will. It has been properly witnessed and left with a lawyer in town. You checked on that?
Yes. He left everything to a niece, a girl who had spent most of her life in Mexico.
I am to be the niece.
Oh, I see.
When you have reported that all has proceeded according to plan in El Pas, I will go there.
There is going to be trouble.
Trouble?
Perhaps El Mundo had better send some of his hired killers to El Pas.
You dare suggest what the master should do?
No.
Report the facts and reserve your comments.
Well, there's a man in El Pas who is dangerous to us.
El Mundo is equal to anyone. Who is this man who is dangerous to us?
He's known as the Lone Ranger.
Repeat that.
That is the voice of El Mundo.
It is.
I must know for certain if your information is accurate.
Master.
Reach out your hand to touch mine.
Yes, Master. Oh!
What is the matter?
I felt a strange sensation, one of pain. And small lightning leaped from my hand to yours.
Lightning, yes. And tell the others that a lie from their lips will bring lightning in force to strike them dead at my touch. You may go.
Yes, Master. I go.
Close the door. Those fools with their limited knowledge. A little static electricity dumbfounds them.
Orm thinks you are something supernatural. Those rough killers you hired won't be so easily fooled.
I do not care about fooling them. I am concerned only with people like Zeb Smith. By one means or the other, I'm going to have the ranches I want.
What about this Lone Ranger?
He'll cause me little trouble. As long as I know he's around here, I can act accordingly.
Yes?
Now listen to me, Mara. I'll make the plans.
When the Lone Ranger realized the immensity of the enemy's powers, he took Dan Reed to the Sanders Ranch, where there would be a greater measure of safety. He remained in hiding while Tonto spent his time in El Pas, gathering what information he could gather. The faithful Indian was sitting quietly on the porch of the sheriff's office, giving no indication that he heard every word of the conversation between a young and pretty girl and the grim-faced lawman.
I'm downright glad to have met you, Miss Myra, and you can bet your bottom dollar we'll do all we can to find the critter that killed your uncle.
I'm sure you will, Sheriff.
Do you want to take over the ranch right away?
Well, not for a few days. I will wait until the lawyer has had my uncle's will disposed of by the court. Then there will be no complications.
Maybe that's a smart thing.
It's strange how my uncle died.
We know who done it. The critter wears a mask. He rides a white horse. He got away from us. We'll find him.
I think you are wrong.
Eh?
I think this masked man is not the killer.
Not the killer? But we found him.
My uncle was in the hands of strange people. People who have supernatural powers to rob him of all resistance.
By jingo, I wonder now. He did act mighty odd.
If this masked man you speak of is not the killer, perhaps he would be willing to help find him and thus clear his own name.
But if he was innocent, why'd he run away?
If only I knew where to reach him. If I could only talk to him. I think...
What is it you think, Miss Myra?
I think I know who he is.
Let's go!
Myra, I've had the boys trying extra hard to find that masked man since we talked about him this morning.
Well, thank you, Sheriff.
Please pardon me.
What is he, stranger?
Sheriff, there's an Indian at your office, and he wants to see you there.
Oh,
I think it's important.
It serves me right for being a public servant. I'll be back soon as I can, Miss Myra.
Good.
May I sit here?
I don't own the cafe.
Thank you. Perhaps you have something to tell me.
But I...
Oh, does the sight of a cartridge frighten you?
May I see that?
Of course.
It is, Silva.
Yes.
Then you...
Yes, my face is disguised. It came unsafe to travel with a mask. I've left my horse outside of town where it won't be found.
Then you are the one.
You expected me, of course, when you heard Tonto call to his horse.
Frankly, I thought you'd speak to me sooner or later.
If what you have to say is brief, you might tell me now.
It isn't. It's a long story and a horrible one. A story of a cult of criminal plotters who have made their headquarters in an ancient Maya temple.
In the Arizona Territory?
Yes, and a leader who is a super scientist, who uses little-known drugs and all the sciences to help him.
Who is this criminal leader?
He plays on the superstitions of men. He calls himself El Mundo.
El Mundo. That means the universe.
Yes. In the few moments while my uncle's brain was clear, he wrote and told me all about it.
Have you the letter?
I destroyed it. It was too dangerous. If I had kept it and members of this cult had found it, they would have killed me to seal my lips.
Did your uncle tell you how to reach the headquarters of the gang?
I think I can give you directions. But you could not take many people with you. No lawman would go.
Why?
It is in disputed territory. You would have to go alone.
I see.
And preferably at night, under cover of darkness. Oh, but it is too much, I ask. Your life would
be... Give me the directions for reaching this place.
I will do so. But there is great peril. My uncle told me that the master El Mundo is a master of all the sciences. There is no end to his cleverness. There you match your courage against cunning like his.
That night, the thunder rumbled about the temple and frequent flashes of lightning made jagged streaks across the black sky. Inside the temple's central chamber, Orm waited with another member of the cult.
What does that mean?
The master, El Mundo, will speak.
Orm, you hear me? A distant signal tells me that our guests have crossed the ravine and will be in sight of the temple in a moment. Be ready to go out and welcome him.
Yes.
The kite is flying high in the storm, and the force of the lightning is now cut off. Open and close the door. Then when it is next opened, be sure it is the masked one who touches it.
Otto, you see the temple in that lightning flash?
Me see it. Not far now.
The girl gave us the right directions. I wonder why.
Why, you wonder?
She's no relation to Zeb Smith. Zeb didn't write a letter to her.
How you know that?
I knew Zeb Smith. She wanted us to come here, but not because of what happened to Zeb.
Look, Kemosabe.
Yes, I saw the entrance of the temple. We're nearly there.
We see sky over temple. Big bird of paper on string there.
What?
Kite fly. Plenty high in storm.
A kite?
Watch close. Wait for next flash of lightning.
Why would a kite be flying on a night like this? I saw it.
Two fellas stand before door of temple.
I saw them too. We seem to be expected. Tonto, rein up, Bo-Boy. Stay here, Tonto, and hold the horses. I'm going the rest of the way on foot.
But me?
Alone.
You stay here and me go.
Otto, I'm not going to enter that temple just yet. I want to have a talk with those two men at the door. And I want to get back to town and talk to Myra. I came to speak to El Mundo. Is he here?
We bid you welcome, sir.
Is either of you El Mundo?
The master is inside. Please enter.
I saw the kite high overhead.
The door, my friend.
In an electric storm like this, it's dangerous to fly a kite. A man named Franklin brought lightning to the ground in that way.
Please, enter and tell the master. We are but his servants.
Open the door.
We are but slaves without permission to touch the door.
Are you afraid? I'll open the door.
It is the law.
But before I touch it, I'll take one precaution that is warranted by that kite. I'll hold you with this hand and then open wide.
Let me go.
Oh, that's it. All I've heard about El Mundo is true. The mad genius.
Get him, Bates. Get him.
I'll get him.
No, you won't.
Oh, master. Master.
I want one of you. Here, Silver. Come on, boy.
Get him up, Scout.
Otto, we'll take one of them with us. Question him. Here, give me a hand with this one.
Me get him.
That's it. Now get back to town, Steady. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Myra left town. I talked to the sheriff.
What about fellow you capture?
Himosabe, we're up against the smartest, most dangerous criminal we have ever met. He has a grip on his men that will make it hard for us to defeat him. The man we brought in from the temple is...
Him talk? Tell about temple?
No, Himosabe. He won't talk.
Oh, well, maybe me make him.
He is dead.
Oh. How that happened?
Nobody knows. He was dead without a mark on him. The science of El Mundo is going to be a new weapon against us.
Well, the Lone Ranger is up against a master of crime. Perhaps at long last, the masked mystery writer has met his match. Be sure to tune in the next thrilling Lone Ranger story when El Mundo gloatingly says...
Goodbye, my masked and meddlesome friend.
Tadoe!
It is a shame to drown a man with a mask on. Turn the water into the well.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.